please like the video, hit the goddamn subscribe button. When I react to Kevin Samuels' content, I would like for us to laugh, obviously, but also learn a few things if we can. And that's usually how I feel for the vast majority of his content. But then there's other times where I'm just here for the jokes. And luckily enough, today is one of those days. Let's get to it.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
How are you? You want to back up off the camera a little bit? What's your disagreement?
So, just the title, Modern Warfare.
Oh, really?
Really? No, I really? Don't think we are. And one thing that I hear you
don't? Talk about, you don't think you don't think modern women are mediocre?
No. And
how old are you? We'll get to it, but I got to ask the same questions I asked everybody. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. Are you married?
No.
Any children?
Yes.
How many?
Two boys.
Same father?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
Dress size?
18.
How much did you weigh the last time you weighed yourself?
280, but I had a baby 4 months ago.
Okay.
Okay.
That's still 280 for somebody your size.
5'5 and a dress size 18. That is physically impossible.
Oh, well, I mean, you can't see my body, but I carry it well.
Stop the cap.
Why you always lying? Lady, 5'5, 300 pounds. No one can carry 300 pounds well, man. Not unless you're a 7-foot man. Shaq, we done went overboard with this thick shit.
No, there's no way to carry 300 pounds at 5'5 well.
Talk to him.
I promise you that's
okay. I'm not gonna get into it, ma'am, because I'm just saying the dress size is impossible.
Move on, ma'am.
Okay, I mean,
but let's go on into it. Let's look. Trust me, you want to keep on moving right here. This is where you want to keep on moving. You don't want to argue here.
Keep it moving.
Go ahead
for your sake.
So, what I was saying is that I hear you mention a lot about black women specifically. I'm Hispanic. Okay, now you talk about generations and generations and things like that, but you also have to look and take into consideration culture, of course, and my culture. So I'm first generation Hispanic. My parents are from...
Your disagreement is modern women aren't mediocre.
Exactly, because not all modern women are equal. We're not all the same.
Okay, so would you consider yourself to be average? Above average, mediocre, below average?
No, right now.
Yes.
Right now, at where I'm at right now, I would say average, because okay. I'm not working.
So I need you to understand something. You're 28.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that.
28 man. With two children, and one of us an infant, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're 5'5", almost 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
If that ain't below average, I don't know what is, and you call it average. Where in the world does a woman 5'5" and almost 300 pounds with two children and unmarried anything about average?
You're talking about physicality, though.
No, I'm like, yes, because yes, I am. That's right, because it matters to men.
Yeah, and I'm sure it does. I can pull guys like nothing. I mean, that doesn't matter.
Oh my God. Stop it. You're almost 300 pounds. How much you can pull guys?
Anything. I can fix that.
You're going to pull a hamstring trying to walk. I don't understand why 300 pound women get on it. Look.
Acting like they sexy.
Man.
First of all, I'm not 300 pounds. I told you I was
280, so 10%.
The last time I...
Ma'am, you weigh twice. You weigh twice. You can't overtalk me. That'll never work. You weigh twice what a woman should weigh. And the point is, you ladies like yourself come in and give yourself a higher estimation. I don't know any man that's a productive, competitive, successful man that would say you're an average woman. You're below average.
Okay, if that's what you believe, but that's
what
not
makes
what
you
I
above mean. Average. What may okay? Here, what makes you above average?
Great question.
Or what makes you average? How about that?
What makes me my mind, my personality.
Did you graduate high school?
I'm sorry?
You graduated high school, yes?
I have my GED.
Okay, you have a GED. Below average. You can't even get to high school.
You did drop out. You get
a diploma.
I'm in college.
You got a GED. It's not a diploma.
That doesn't matter. It's the same
thing. You're in college for what?
Accounting.
I'm really trying to help, but go ahead and tell us how your mind.
This is the problem that I have. Is that the father of my children listens to you, and see, he's already.
He should run.
He's already arrogant.
He should run.
I'm not with him.
Because he's probably running. You can't catch him. Good. Run, brother. Run. Run. Pay the child support. Run. Run, bro. Run. Run. Run, bitch. Run. Run. You do not need a sassy 300-pound woman with a GED thinking she got the keys to life.
Talk to him.
Really? But you don't even know me.
What I do know about you is enough. Run. Run. Your man, what I do know is your man left. What I do know is he left. This is a woman who says, the problem I have with your title. A 300-pound baby mama calling up saying, no, modern women ain't mediocre. I'm average. Holy shit. That means that she is what most men should have. That's what average means, ladies. That's what average means. That means a man that gets out of here and becomes a solid citizen. Not rich, not poor, right at the top of the bell curve. An average guy, average taxpaying American. That woman believes she is what they deserve. How many times, gentlemen, have I told you, women tell men what they think they deserve by their looks and their attitude. Mm. What the hell do you think she thinks a man deserves? Run, man, run.
Run, bitch, run!
Holy crap.
Rest in peace to the Godfather. She says at the end, right after Mr. Samuels laid it all out on the table for her, she responds and says, but you don't even know me. I've lost track of the number of times where I've seen that reacting to his content, where Mr. Samuels will have a conversation with a woman back and forth, and he'll lay out his exact observation of her. And I think more times than not, it's spot on, and that's what I think it rubs them really wrong. And their response is, the same one she made is, but you don't even know me. And you notice the other thing that she said about her kid's father is that he's arrogant and he listens to you. So you already know that was bound to go haywire. Then I dropped a short the other day to this same clip as well. So I'll leave that in the description. But hey, you guys let me know what you think after party in the comments. My name is Theodore Cooper, but you can
call me bitchy.
You better.
Excuse me, bitches?